He was struck with 125 million volts of electricity when lightning hit him. When he prays, even the dead come back to life. Next on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Centuries have come and gone, offering wisdom and understanding throughout the ages. Today, there should be nothing beyond one's power to discover. And yet, the strange, unusual, and mysterious world of the supernatural defies understanding. Stay tuned for a unique and powerful investigation into a curious, undiscovered universe, only on It's Supernatural.
Hello. I'm Sid Roth, your investigative reporter, here with Ira Kelman. Ira, what is it like to be struck with lightning?
Well, to say the least, it was an electrifying experience.
Oh, come on.
Well, it
was,
you know.
No, seriously, what was it painful?
It wasn't painful. It was just like, you can't believe it even happened to you. Because when I was struck, I'm talking in a church. I'm speaking to people, and in my mind, I'm saying, oh, my God, I got hit by lightning, and I'm still alive. You know, you get caught up in another zone of, like, being not out of your body, but it's like a numb feeling. And you just can't believe what was happening. My heart was pounding for an hour and a half. You know, boom, 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 boom. But nothing happened to me physically. Physically, there was no damage.
Isn't this unusual to be hit by 125 million volts of electricity and have nothing happen to you physically?
Very unusual. But I think the thing that preserved me, and I know the situation that preserved me, was I prayed before it happened, and I prayed in the hotel on the way to the meeting before it happened, and I think it was God's grace, God's hand on me that supernaturally protected me.
Well, it was obviously that, but I'll tell you the thing that crossed my mind as I was reading about this, and that is you were speaking from the 91st Psalm. Do you remember what you said?
No evil shall befall me, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling, and I prayed for protection upon the building and everything around in the vicinity, and that's a powerful prayer of Moses there, and God oversaw it, and God did a miracle.
When the lightning hit you, at what point did it hit you? What were you saying when it hit you?
Well,
I mean, that's kind of embarrassing, speaking in a church and getting hit, hit by lightning.
Well, we know God only does good things, and so it was the evil forces that tried to hurt me and the congregation.
But what were you saying? Do you remember?
The last word I got out of my mouth was, I bind you in the name of Jesus. And then the lightning hit.
You know what? We have this on tape, the actual experience. It's not on audio, unfortunately, but it's not on video, unfortunately, but it is on audio. I want to hear that right now.
People dwell in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we speak protection, protection, protection. The blood of Jesus upon all our possessions, upon our home, upon the cars, upon the property, upon the church, upon the swimming pools, upon everything around here, upon all the land. We bind destruction, we bind any tornadoes too in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we bind them.
My goodness, when you hear that, I mean, what goes on inside of you when you hear that again?
Well, now,
do you have a little fear come on you?
No, now when I hear it, I just laugh. But before, I was just stunned, you know, and I couldn't even, you know, I was talking on things and I couldn't say things the right way. You know, it's like I try to say that when the lightning hit, it hit this thing. Well, I couldn't even say, you know, microphone, because I had a lapel microphone on and I was jacked into the wall. The lightning hit the roof, went down the wall and went through the electrical system and blasted me. You know, just like you see in cartoons, you know. It's like when lightning hits a golf course, the lightning travels mm-hmm. down and it hits the cleats if somebody has cleats on. But now when I hear it, I just laugh, you know, because it's really funny now. No, I'm not afraid of it because of the situations I've been in. And it's just, when it first happened, you're just, you know, a little bit delirious.
Now, what is a nice Jewish boy speaking about Jesus in a church? That's got to be a story. Tell me how that happened.
Well, we have to go back some years here, and the nice Jewish boy grew up without any knowledge of Yeshua. He grew up in a Jewish Catholic neighborhood, and he didn't know anything, so to say, spiritually about New Testament stuff. I grew up in a Jewish Catholic neighborhood. I had a lot of Catholic friends. I heard about Mary from my friends. All I had was, per se, the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and the prophets. I didn't have any up-to-date information the way a lot of people do today about situations, about, you know, Jesus and other facts. And I was a wandering Jew. I was ignorant.
What were you doing for a living at that point?
Oh, at that time I was working, some years later, I was working for MGM Movies and I was going to school. I wanted to be a filmmaker. And so I was also taking drugs and drinking and marijuana and pills and LSD and running around with women, running around with rock stars. And
Ira, were you happy?
No.
How could you not be happy with all of that?
Well, you think you're happy, but it's a delusion. You know, because people do all that and they think they're happy for the moment, and the next day or a couple of hours later, you know, you have those feelings of depression and delusion and you just feel unfulfilled. But that's the only thing you know to do because everybody else is doing it.
So you're watching one night, of all things, Samson and Delilah, the Bible story. What happened?
I was watching this story, and Samson was tied up by the Philistines. Philistines were taking him to their city to, you know, mock him and scourge him and kill the great hero of Israel. And all of a sudden, I started remembering the Bible stories that the rabbis told me. And I never thought about those stories when I was on drugs, when I was running around the discos, but it just started coming out of my heart. And when Samson prayed, you know, Cecil B. DeMille's special effects man had the clouds go gray and everything, and the cords broke off him. Well, when that happened, this power, this presence came into my bedroom. I didn't understand what it was, but I knew there was a power. I knew there was a presence in my bedroom. And I went upstairs to my mother. I says, "Mom, where's my Bible?" She says, "Bible? What do you want your Bible for?" I says, "Never mind. Just give me my Bible."
Had you read the Bible in years?
Not in years.
Why did you want the Bible?
It just came out of my heart. Just go read the Bible. But sometimes you do things, you don't know why you're doing it. You just have that feeling, that urge, that impression, that leading to do it. And this was one of those times I had the feeling, the urge to do that. And so I get the Bible, I come downstairs, and I says, "God, I don't know if you are, but if you are, I'm going to find you." I don't know anything. So I started reading the Old Testament. I started reading the Psalms and the Psalms of David, started reading other stories. And after many, many months, I came to the place I believe that there is a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I really believe he does exist.
And so you started listening. Now, no one's telling you about God, though, but you start listening to the radio and you learn about Jesus. What did you think about him?
Well, I didn't know what to think. I was about to put the radio off because I never heard about him. Nice Jewish boys don't hear about Jesus. And I heard this voice in my heart say, "No, listen." So I started listening day in and day out, you know, different stories about Jesus from different people on the radio who I didn't even know who they are. And I said to God one day, "God, I don't know what these people are talking about, but if what they're talking about is true, I want to know. So I have a question for you, God. My mother knows me as her son, and I know you're God, and if Jesus is your son, you're going to know your son. So give me this understanding that these people are talking about, because I want to know, and I want to know if Jesus is real, because if he's real, I want to embrace him."
Hold that question. Hold that thought. Don't you dare go away. We'll be right back after this word.
Hello, YouTube Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Sid Roth, your investigative reporter, here with Ira Kellerman. What's a nice Jewish boy doing in a church saying that God is going to take care of every one of your problems, quoting from the 91st Psalm, and all of a sudden, boom, 125 million volts of electricity hits him. Lightning actually hit him while he was preaching in this church. And so I asked him, "Ira, how come, as a Jewish man, you believed in Jesus?" And he told me he watched a video, a movie, It was Samson and Delilah. And all of a sudden, a presence, a supernatural presence of God came into the room. He wasn't thinking about God. He was into drugs. He was into the jet set type of life. But God came in, and he can't even explain why. He said, I want to read my own scripture. So he said, Mom, where's my bar mitzvah Bible? And his mother grabs out the Bible. He starts reading and reading it. Then he starts listening to a radio program about Jesus. And he says, God, I want to know if Jesus is the Messiah. And so how did God answer that prayer?
I was listening to another radio show between 12 and 12:30 at night. It was a couple of days later. And the man is talking about, you know, New Testament teaching. And then he starts talking about Jesus. And I had my Bible open, reading the Old Testament, because I still don't have a New Testament yet. And I was reading that, but then I started listening to him. And all of a sudden, a couple minutes later, I'm just really listening intently. And I go, oh, my God, Jesus is the Messiah. This light, this revelation, this understanding came into me, and I just knew that I knew.
You know, as you're saying that, Ira, I can feel the presence of God. It's just getting stronger and stronger. And then a few weeks later, what happened?
A few weeks later, I'm praying, and you have to realize, I don't know New Testament terminology. And I'm praying, and God, Jehovah God, appears to me in a vision, and God is glory. God's like a cloud of glory. And God spoke to my heart, not an audible voice, but spoke to my heart, said, I've called you to be a prophet evangelist. I'm going to send you around the world. And everywhere you go in the world, there's going to be healings and miracles. And he told me some other things. And I said, God, I know you're talking to me, but God, what's an evangelist?
You didn't know what an evangelist was?
I didn't know what an evangelist was. I never heard the terminology. I said, God, what's a healing? What's a miracle? I said, God, I don't know, but I do know you're talking to me. Lord, I ask you to lead me, teach me, show me, guide me. I want to do what you want me to do, but I don't understand anything. But I want you to show me and guide me into it.
Out of curiosity, from the time you said that prayer to make Jesus your Messiah and Lord, what happened with your drugs and your jet set life?
Poof. Everything went out of me. Every desire, whatever kind of negative effect from all the LSD and pills, everything was totally healed. Nobody ever prayed over me. I still don't even know what a Christian, you know, no, I don't even know any Christians yet. I don't even have a New Testament. God, by his hand, just totally took it out of me. That's poof. Everything went out of me. Totally healed me.
Well, did he tell you what an evangelist was and what healing was?
Well, yeah, I had to start reading. I finally got a New Testament, and then I started learning what an evangelist was, a proclaimer. And
I want you to proclaim right now. You told me someone was healed just before the show started. What happened?
Well, number one, the first one to cite here, for those who need healing, any kind of problem in your side right now, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Any kind of problem. The anointing of God to heal you right now, and any kind of problem in your hearing, arthritis, rheumatism, skin problem, be healed in your hearing right now, in the name of Jesus.
I understand that someone handed a dead baby to you. Literally handed a dead baby to you. Did you know the baby was dead?
I didn't know the baby was dead. It was during a meeting, and people were making noise, and they were thanking God and dancing and praising God because a lot of healings were going on. And I didn't hear, and she gave me the baby, and I just started praying over the baby. And, you know, thank God that our spirit prays what people need. And I gave her back the baby, and all of a sudden she started yelling and screaming, my baby's alive, my baby's alive. And I go, what do you mean your baby's alive? Then she started explaining to me that the baby was dead and just died a couple of hours before from suffocation. And God did a miracle. There was nothing, no pulse, no nothing in the baby. And then God did a miracle.
I've got to ask you a question. What about your Jewish mother that gets your Bible? I mean, she must have thought you were a Bissell Meshuggah, a little crazy to want your Bible back then.
Well, she thought I was crazy then. And then I come home after being away for a year, and I start telling her that Jesus is the Messiah. She went crazier, poking knives and forks at me, pulling my hair. Seriously, throwing meatballs and spaghetti at me. And
I thought she was Jewish. That's the Italian side.
we grew up in a Jewish-Italian neighborhood.
Okay. So
she went wild on me. And
so now what does she think of her son, the evangelist?
Well, let's flash forward some years in the future. I wrote a book and I dedicated it to my mother, and she came to believe in Jesus. She embraced her faith in Jesus.
How about your dad?
My dad is with the Lord, so he got saved. I told him how I got, you know, to believe in the Lord, so he did the same thing too, and he's with the Lord.
What is going to happen in this last segment that's coming up of It's Supernatural Television? What's going to happen, Ira?
Well, people are going to get healed, and we're going to talk about some amazing miracles that happened under my ministry.
Now, someone, a dead baby coming back to life is an amazing
miracle.
What about things that don't exist being created? Have you seen creative miracles?
I've seen that, and I've gotten reports from people who've been in my meetings. You know, I don't do anything. God does it. I'm the mouthpiece.
One quick creative miracle. Tell me about it.
I have right here. A letter right here from a grandmother. This baby only had a brain stem, no brain. And I prayed for this baby last year in Arizona, and the baby has a half a brain. The baby's brain is still growing. The baby is singing, talking, moving, eye contact. Never did anything before like that. Grandma.
What do you need? I said, what do you need? Listen, the power of God is in this show. The power of God is going right through your television set right now. What do you need? When I come back, God's going to meet your needs. Why? Because He loves you.
That's right.
That's why. Be right back. Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with Ira Kelman. Before we go back to Ira, I want to talk to Janie in the control room. Janie, can you imagine being hit with 125 million volts of electricity, that lightning hitting you? Can you imagine that happening to someone?
I can't imagine at all because I know I've touched electricity just for a second and it really hurts. So. No, that's a total miracle to be alive.
Do you remember the first television show that we did in Orlando, Florida? We were interviewing a woman that had been involved in the New Age, and she just said the address of the man she was going to. What happened? You take it.
She was talking about the address. She was in Hollywood, and she had actually demonic favor, and she was at this address, which was 666. The moment she said 666, all of a sudden lightning struck and all the lights went out here in the studio.
I couldn't help but think about that when I was interviewing Ira. Who's on next week?
A young guy named Todd Bentley, and he was into satanic worship, but he had a dramatic experience with God, and when he did, a man tried to kill him, and an angel stepped in and stopped the man from killing him.
Sounds like my kind of story. Thank you, Janie. Ira, I don't know this, but have you ever seen an angel?
I've seen his garment. I've sensed his presence because they've been in my meetings a lot, and when they manifest their presence, this light and this power comes even stronger into the meeting, and you know that there's angelic forces there.
Take me into one of your meetings. Tell me what goes on.
Well, I give my testimony or I teach, and I pray for people, and God comes down very strong by the Holy Spirit, by His presence, by His power, and people get healed, arthritis, rheumatism, broken bones, cancer, heart problems, just whatever.
Out of curiosity, have you seen any, I'm being very serious now,
okay.
Have you seen an increase in the intensity of power since you've been struck with lightning? I'm just curious.
Yes, I have. Ever
really?
Since that happened, it just magnified even to greater degrees.
But you know, as much power as 125 million volts of electricity is, and that's a lot
that's
of
a
power.
Lot.
As Janie said, you get a little shock and it bothers you.
Jump, yeah.
But as much power as that is, tell me about a greater power.
The greater power is the greater power of God's love, of God's saving grace.
What happened? Tell me about a person that experienced a miracle under God when you were speaking.
Well, people have been healed of cancers. I mean, one man I prayed for, his whole stomach was filled up with cancers. Going to the doctor the next day, went to the doctor the next day, no cancer. And they wanted to operate, and they didn't even think he was going to live. People have had broken bones, blind eyes, deaf ears, fingers have grown, rare blood diseases. I've prayed for a couple of people with AIDS, and they've been healed, and you know,
there's not a cure.
There's no cure. But the situation I want to mention is that I don't do anything. God does it by his power, by his love to people. But I've seen almost everything heal. I've seen people come in with crutches and stretches, people with twisted, contorted bodies, you know, we've seen, and God straightened out their bodies. I mean, that's a creative work.
When did you realize this was happening?
Well, I started growing into it. You know, from the very beginning, I started praying for people. They started getting healed. And then all of a sudden, some years later, about 3 years after I got saved, the power started happening. And people started just massive power just going into their bodies and into the whole congregations. And these miracles started happening in you know, greater dimensions and greater capacities.
Now, you have actually seen people that had stubs for fingers and the fingers grow out?
Grow out.
Tell me about that.
Well, you know, sometimes somebody has an accident, et cetera, et cetera, and I just prayed over him. I commanded it to grow, just like I commanded people's legs to grow out and people's legs to grow out and the finger grew out.
Did you watch this?
Was it
gradual or?
Oh, it was a gradual thing, but it came out, yeah.
How long did it take?
It probably took about 5 minutes.
That's not gradual. That's instant.
Okay.
Listen. We've got a lot of people that are desperate for a miracle. Will you pray for them right now?
I would love to pray for them.
Right now.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, Lord, and you see everybody. You're everywhere. Your spirit is everywhere. And Lord, I ask you to manifest your spirit of healing right now, of miracles, the presence of God that came into my bedroom, the presence of God that comes into the meetings, the presence of God that's right here, right now, to go into all these homes right now and bring healing and peace and revelation and strength and hope and love and joy and freedom. Lord, your anointing to destroy all yokes of sickness and disease from hearts, from minds, from bodies, from people's skin, that shoulder to be healed right now too, arthritis and bursitis to be totally healed right now too, in Jesus' name. Lord, total massive healings, your presence to be so strong that these people know that God has visited them and God is blessing them right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your spirit. Amen.
There's someone with a headache. And yes, God's even interested in a headache, and it's gone, and there's someone with a tumor. It is gone, in Jesus' name. That's good news, but I have even better news for you, and that is your sins have been washed away. It's as if you've never sinned before. If you believe that Jesus died for your sins and ask God to forgive you, you say you haven't sinned, you lied, cheated, stole. What have you done? Sex outside of marriage, New Age, occult. Confess your sins. Believe that Jesus' blood washed them away. Make Jesus your Messiah and Lord. And Spirit of the living God, I pray that they sense your presence right now. Just as I sense it and Ira senses it, right now, right through the television, let them, it's coming right now. That's the presence of the living God coming right through your set. You will never be the same. There's so much healing right now.
Right.
As a point of contact, just as a point, right now, touch that set, be healed in Jesus' name. Ira, can you feel the healing that is going on right now?
And somebody's right ear to be open, deafness and any kind of ear problem in your right ear to open right now in Jesus' name.
And someone's back has been healed, and your neck, your soul, spine is being healed right now. Mm. I mean, move your arms, move the part of your body that needs the healing, and you'll see, you are whole in Jesus' name. But oh God, there are people that need to experience your love. I pray that you would embrace them right now with your love. Pour out your love to them right now. Pour out your shalom, your peace. Right now, someone that has difficulty breathing, you have no difficulty anymore. You're whole. You're whole, spirit, soul, and body. You're whole in Yeshua's name. Shalom. Shalom.